I don't know whether you were first in the queue or you didn't bother queuing, but it's good to see you here. And we come now to another significant report in the life and work of our church. That is the report from the Board of Youth and Children's Ministry. Before we hear that report, we turn again to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your Son, who grew not only in wisdom and stature, but also in favour with God and people. And that's what we want for our children and for our grandchildren. That as they grow up and mature, that they will also be growing up in favour with you, knowing how to relate to you and to others around them, loving God and loving their neighbour. And we thank you for those who serve within this board, for the work of this past year. And now as they report, help them to communicate to us what's on their hearts and what's of import to them and to us. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Youth and Children's, and Barbara, is it Jonathan, yourself first? Thank you.
Moderator, a lot of board conveners and representatives and proposers have been waxing lyrical as to knowledge of you in previous lives. I don't know if I've maybe known you for longer than others, but first of all, my name is Jonathan Moxon, convener of the Youth and Children's Board. But as has been recently said, I've known you since I was no height. And I remember you when I was literally a little boy, and you were probably in your 30s at that stage, doing personal evangelism on the streets of Portrush and indeed Newcastle. I do wish you God's blessing for the year ahead as moderator. Moderator and members of Assembly, this year I come to present the report of the Youth and Children's Board. Within this past year, the board has sought again to carry out the wishes of the General Assembly in facilitating ministry amongst those in our congregations between the ages of 0 and 25. We seek to continue in this work in various ways, and I wish to just highlight a few in a moment. We still believe that the doctrine of the covenant to be fundamental in the work of the board, and Barbara will come and comment on the specific outworking of how we have sought to do that in our board this year. We believe that we need to encourage and nurture our children at a young age to put their trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, and to disciple those who have accepted this gift of salvation and have known this transformation, so that they in turn become parents of the covenant community of God. Therefore, growing this community of believers and propagating the greatest message that this world needs to hear. To this end, the board seeks to carry out this biblical imperative through its field staff, programs, and opportunities for service. We have three members of field staff whose role is to facilitate, train, and encourage children's work and youth work, and work amongst our young adults that takes place within our denomination. Each development officer covers a different age range of ministry. Ruth Bromley, our children's development officer, continues to draw alongside congregations seeking to develop their children's ministry. Our youth development officer, Graham Thompson, provides advice and develops strategies for reaching and keeping our young people. Our young adults development officer, Carol Johnson, beyond her return from maternity leave, will continue to develop strategies of reaching and keeping, and indeed developing the gifts of those who are 18 to 25 within our congregations. And at this point, can I say a word of thanks to Graham for the extra workload that he has undertaken during his time and this time, and indeed to all our field staff for their passion and their work for the board. Through facilitation, training, and encouraging, we seek to resource, support and equip congregations and presbyteries and indeed other boards of our denomination. In congregations through our field staff, we have facilitated or undertook consultations in approximately 40 congregations in the last year. In many, we have sought to bring about through Kirk Session, youth and children's volunteers, leaders and staff, strategic ministry amongst children and youth, as well as young adults. In one congregation, Ruth, our children's development officer, drew alongside that congregation and helped them to transform their creche from a mere babysitting service to a ministry model that is intentional in communicating biblical truth to the youngest members of the covenant family within that congregation. We've also drawn alongside presbyteries, and in the presbytery of Derry and Donegal, Graham, our youth development officer, began to unpack the difficult issue of the meaning and place of communicant membership amongst teenagers and young adults, and how then to retain those young people, to draw them into becoming active members once they have come to the age where there is an expectation of communicant membership and of it not only being seen as a rite of passage. As a board, we seek not to be a silo, rather to expand and deepen our work and our relationship with other boards. And we have partnered with Union Theological College in the delivery of the youth ministry course and two youth children's ministry courses. Barbara, Graham and Ruth, in their specific areas of expertise, also delivered a series of lectures in practical theology to our ministerial students at Union College. The ACT staff have also partnered with others from different boards in the delivery of Road Trip, which was one of our vehicles for training our volunteers. The board also seeks to listen to those who are involved at the coalface of children's, youth and young adults ministry through such events as Road Trip. And it is an effective and fundamental way of feeding back into the vision of the board so that our vision is not driven from the top down, but by the grassroots of our denomination, which is always to be a core aspect of what it is to be a Presbyterian. Within our church, we have over 33,000 volunteers, and the more opportunities that we have to train and equip those volunteers who work with our children, young people and young adults, then it is for the better. These volunteers, it has been roughly calculated, give around 1 million hours of service every year to reach our children, young people and families in PCI. We recognise the incredible role these volunteers have within our congregations and the time they give in obedience to the call of Jesus Christ to make disciples. It is the vision of the board to try and reach and train as many of these volunteers as possible. In the past year, over 500 volunteers have been directly involved in the work of Youth and Children's Board and have received training and equipping for service. In seeking to be relevant to the needs of those under the care of the board for the future, we will be renaming the Ministry Opportunities Committee to the Discipleship Committee, and its focus will become wider than simply providing service opportunities to young people and young adults in our denomination. Its remit will be much more intentional about discipling our young adults and helping them to integrate their faith into everyday life. We again want to thank all our SPUD delegates for their attendance and their commitment to the General Assembly this year, and for the active part they have taken in debate, and for all their work. It has been refreshing to see other boards respond so positively to your words during our Assembly, and encourage that every congregation seek to implement the SPUD resolutions from previous assemblies as soon as possible. In closing, can I thank our acting director, Barbara McDade, for her drive and purpose that she brings to the work of the board. It is a demanding role in leading the board, and we wish her God's blessing in this continuing role. Also to the work carried out by our committee conveners, and to the myriad of working groups that make all our events happen, supported by our dedicated office staff under Lois. A former moderator once said on his opening night address to the General Assembly, "Whatever else we do with our children and young people, we need to ensure that they are presented with the gospel, and we need to work and pray with them so that they come to know Jesus Christ and to follow him." To me, there is no better call for the Lord's people to hear and to leave this assembly with. Moderator, this is the report of the Youth and Children's Board, and I so propose the appended resolution.
Moderator Barbara McDade, Acting Director of the Board of Youth and Children's Ministry. Darren McCurson is going to formally second the report, but was happy for me to address the House. I want to focus on one key theme that has been at the centre of Youth and Children's Ministry reports and practice for a number of years. And following the plea from one ex-moderator and previous convener of our board, I'm not going to focus on more thinking around the importance of covenant theology, but outline some of the ways we are seeking to develop our thinking and practice, most importantly as a board, and the support we are giving to congregations as together we all seek to be more covenantal, more intergenerational in our practice as Presbyterians. We were truly delighted to host the Close to Home conference. We were overwhelmed by the response of those attending, and we thank each and every one who did. We sought to take the conversation about the covenant theology and the work to work through some of the practical implications of Graham Thompson's research, which he outlined to this House in our report last year. Almost 300 ministers, elders and other key leaders joined us for this day conference in Assembly Buildings back in April. And alongside this event, we also ran two very successful parent-teen training events in Belfast and Coleraine, which were attended by over 250 parents. We hope this training will be rolled out across presbyteries in the coming year by a team of trainers who are in the process of developing the materials to ensure they're fit for purpose for our context here in Ireland. Close to Home is not a secret formula or a simple fix for all the challenges our children, young people, young adults and families are facing. But it does encapsulate our direction of travel as a board, which we hope the General Assembly will endorse by supporting this report today. I want to highlight, as I've mentioned, just a few examples of how we and others in our denomination are already working out the practical implications of recapturing covenant theology within PCI. Moderator, I know Ruth Bromley, our Children's Development Officer, and I would be delighted if you would accept this invitation to our first ever preschool event, which will be held at Streamvale Farm in September. We are determined as a board that even the very youngest members of our covenant family can be taught the truth of the gospel. At the MAD weekend, we will continue to ensure that those taking part in that event cut across the full age spectrum. So although Spud may be retiring Laura at the grand old age of 25, we will not be retiring our band and speakers simply because they approach the heady heights of 40. And I'm quite glad as I move in that direction of travel myself. We rejoice in the many youthful leaders who, regardless of age, are still prepared to sleep on a church hall floor to ensure their young people can enjoy all that the MAD weekend has to offer. As our young adults face difficult issues as they seek to work out their faith in today's individualistic, technologically saturated and highly sexualized society, we will continue to journey with them, listening to them and helping our congregations to use their passion, enthusiasm and gifts for the blessing of all in our church family. They need us, all of us, regardless of age, to help them live out the truth of the gospel in all areas of their lives. Please don't just leave it to the youth leaders. Create a web of relationships in your congregation that connects all members of your church family to one another for their good and for the glory of God. Show them in word and deed how much he loves them. Loves them with all of their questions, with all of their struggles, with their doubts, in all of their hopes, and in all of their dreams. And while you're doing that, be prepared to share with them your questions, your doubts, your hopes, and your dreams. Moderator, I want to close by pointing towards one model that is helping churches explore a fresh expression of what family ministry can look like, and that is messy church. Creating space for congregations to genuinely be places of transformation for people of all ages.
On the third Sunday of the month. So we decided to have it on a Sunday afternoon because we believed that people still had a sense of Sunday being the day for church.
Different churches and different groups have different gifts of being able to step out into the community and bring them into the church. And this messy church is our effort too, because the Sunday morning service can be a wee bit intimidating if you've never ever been.
Messy church in a way is our attempt to build a bridge between other ministries that are already going on here for the church. I suppose then, for us, Messy Church has become a threshold ministry in the sense that it's not quite the Mother and Tots on the Tuesday morning. It's moved on from there. And it's not quite Sunday worship because it has. It's a little more relaxed.
A lot of the families from the church who come, they will happily go and start conversations with people they've never met before. And I think then it gives people who have never been in the church the opportunity to realise that Christian families are just normal people. There's families who are quite new to the area, who have come along and who have made friends and have made a real connection with people here through Messy Church, and as a result then have started coming to some of the youth organisations in the church and have started coming on Sunday morning as well.
The focus of Messy Church is very much on the family. It's very much the family together. It's mum and dad, which of course we are missing on a lot of occasions in our ministries at the moment, and the children together, coming and worshipping together, and us as a church facilitating that and helping that grow. We as Presbyterians believe a covenant theology. It underpins what we do, and this is an attempt and it's an expression of covenant theology on the ground.
I suppose it's about God and family and fellowship.
Part of what we enjoy is that the kids really love coming. They're really motivated to come here, so that's family, that's good for us.
And to have Messy Church, which Lily can come to and have a ball and delight in the fact that people in church love her, she can love them, and I suppose knowing that she's loved not just by our church family but by God, and that hopefully she will know a little bit about that.
I like the way that anybody just comes along and gets part of the whole church family, and even
the church. The moms and dads have to sit down, essentially where they're told by their children, with people they've never met before, never spoke to before, and they are put in a situation where they have to have conversations with new people, and it encourages that rather than we individual tables where everybody still keeps to themselves.
It's incredible at any point as a parent to be able to learn with your children and to be able to discuss and to be able to look at the same theme from scripture. And to be able to grow together, a family can learn together, can speak about it together, can enjoy the crafts and the activities together, then that's what's happening here at Messy Church. This is providing a platform for that sort of ministry to take place.
Ultimately, I suppose you want to, you love to see people making a commitment to the Lord, and to see a family kind of progressing in that direction is really encouraging for us.
I don't see what we're doing as reinventing the wheel at all. In fact, I just see what we're doing as being something that we should have been doing right the whole way along.
Moderator Darren McCorriston, convener of the training committee of the Board of Youth and Children's Ministry, and I simply formally second the report and the appended resolutions.
Thank you very much, Darren. And thanks to all the representatives of the board.